There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end leads to death. Hmm. You know, it's interesting. There are things that seem right to a man. And, you know, in my life, I've had lots of things that seemed a certain way to me. For instance, I thought that I had an uncanny ability to tell what direction I was going in. That happens until you go down to San Diego or some other places in California where, by the way, you'll be driving along and suddenly you're saying, I'm going south, and you're heading straight into the sun. You know, it'll just really mess you up. But I really thought I had this ability. I also thought I had this ability to tell people, you know, whether they're really good or bad, what they're really like. However, God knew better, and he gave me a wife that actually could tell the difference. And over the years, every once in a while, she'd say to me, watch that one. And I'd go, oh, come on, honey. You know, we barely know them, you know. And yet, every time, it's disgusting. And it's not that female intuition thing. She just seemed to have an ability I did not have, and she could tell what people really like. But it seemed that way to me, right? And I love the scripture about the precious cornerstone. It talks about have something that's safe to build on, you know, for our life. What are we ground? How do we decide what is right and wrong? Because people in our time think that, you know, that God's opinion is only one of many opinions, right? And that, you know, that we could kind of go down lots of wonderful paths. In fact, they'll say that to you. In today's gospel, we said that there's a narrow path. And I don't know about you, but what flashes in my mind is Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And I've had people say to me, oh, come on. You know, if a loving God would not be that way. He wouldn't judge people, you know, so harshly. And in fact, they would say that there are people who are so passionate in their belief that certainly God would want to reward their passion, right? But passionately wrong is passionately wrong, you know? And God has never supported passionate wrongness. And so it made it real clear that the only way, whether it seems right or not, the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And now, the good news is in the book of Revelation, remember they described heaven? It talked myriads and myriads and myriads of people standing around the throne giving grace to God. I like that. That's really great because there are a lot of people who actually turn their lives over to Jesus Christ and have received the wonderful gift of salvation through Jesus. In my life, done a lot of crazy things. One of them was when I was in Tampa, Florida, I'm in college, I had a Honda 50. Anybody here remember what a Honda 50 is? Some of you young people don't know. A Honda 50, you could do 50 in it only if you were right behind a semi doing 50, right? I decide to take my Honda 50 from Tampa, Florida to Dallas, Texas and back. And it was an interesting thing. But I found out if you get behind a semi on the thruway, you know, you can do 70 miles an hour on a Honda 50. I don't know what happens if they ever stop, but I always figured I could stop faster than they could, you know, because they were so much bigger than I was. But strangely enough, the biggest memory I have has to do with going up hills. Isn't it a strange thing? There were times the motor would tell me that I'm going uphill, and my eyes told me I was going downhill. Have you ever had that happen when you're in a vehicle with a Honda 50? You know right away. You know what the truth is, right? But it seemed to me, I was absolutely certain. You know, would I have put money down on it? Absolutely. I was absolutely certain, but I was wrong. But there are times in our lives that we find that we have things that we're absolutely certain about. And if we don't have something that we can depend on, something we can be safe to build on our life, then we find out that the only way we know to do that in our walk with God is through the Holy Spirit of the living God. It says He will lead us into all truth. He will give us the ability to discern what is right and what is wrong. You know, and it has nothing to do with our eyes. You know, it's used another. I looked up another translation that says appears. That was another translation for that proverb. It appears to be to a man. It doesn't matter what it appears to be. You know, if you want to know the truth, if you want to know the cornerstone, you go into God's Word, and He will lead you and guide you to help you make the right decisions for your lives. And I just kind of, I remember one time I was asked to give a talk to some kids that were graduating from high school. And I had just bought a brand new car, and they gave me a manual, mm-hmm. and it was beautiful. It was multicolored. It had index pages. It was great. It was absolutely spectacular, you know. And it was a Saturn. And they went out of business, so I don't know what that tells you about it. but it was fabulous. And I was telling the kids there, you know, that they were getting out of high school. I said, you know, I have this book. And, you know, and it tells me all about my car, and I'm here to tell you I'll never look at it. I says, I've seen the colors of the pages and stuff like this. The only time that I will look in this book is what? When I get in trouble and something goes wrong. And I was trying to encourage them to not be as stupid as me, you know, not to wait till my life broke down. But many of us do that. But God gave us an operator's manual. And what happens is it tells us how to make life decisions, and it makes eternal life decisions. And He grounded it into all of our hearts. So I just wanted to take just a little brief moment this morning to invite the Holy Spirit in fresh in all of our hearts. And to remind us that we, if we want to build our life on the right foundation, we can only do it through Jesus Christ by the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us anew with Your love, with Your discernment of what is true, what is right, what is just. And You told us today about righteousness and justice, a precious cornerstone. We ask You, Lord God, to remind each of us that if our life has drifted off of that You bring us back so that we'd have a way of knowing what is right and wrong. And we thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.